Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Ballin' Slush Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Martin with El Presidente of the aforementioned. So glad that you could join us. I tell you what, so sorry that we start our national broadcast a little bit later today. Gary's on fire over there on 1400 WBAT, not literally, but he's on fire with this right to work. And do we make it a referendum? Do we just let the people go and vote? Well, the problem with that is you take away the representation, that what the people were elected to do was to go to the House and vote. Okay, that's what the Democrats are keeping the American people from representation. But one would argue that's exactly what they're doing. So that's what we're talking about. We've got a lot of callers over there. Certainly, if you want to join the conversation later on in the show, 917-889-8516. We're going to be joining with Gary Snyder and 1400 WBAT in Marion momentarily for our daily simulcast. And also Mr. Jay Graves of the jgravesreport.com. Holla at your boy. We're talking about the NFL playoffs. Well, we know exactly who's not going to be in the playoffs, that's for sure. And obviously there's a lot of good teams out there, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, obviously tomorrow right here on the Balance Radio Network, on the Balance, we'll be here from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here Eastern time, talking all the sports with Jay Graves and Ed Kratz, and my whole crew will be here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Sean Marquis. Hey, it's so good to have you along. It's Friday. Happy TGIF, America. We'll be right back. Check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
A machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stcenturyfirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stcenturyfirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5500. 630.
When you want no holds barred talk, you want the Gary Snyder Show, weekdays from 3 to 6 here on WBAT Marion.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome. What a great show today. We've had more callers than our Should Marijuana Be Legalized show, which you got to like that. All right. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show. I am the aforementioned Gary Snyder. Welcome. Also joining us right now, as he does every day from now to the end, Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi. Try that again, Tom. Your mic's not up.
How about now?
I can hear you now. Verizon, send me the check.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's good to be here with you on the Balance Radio Network, Gary, and so glad that you could be a part of us today.
Also joining us, he is the publisher of the Jay Graves Report, also the newest Indiana Pacer correspondent with Tom. They're going to take turns giving us updates on the Indiana Pacers. That would be Jay Graves. Welcome.
Holla at your boys. How you guys doing today?
You know, again, we are doing, at least I am. I am almost giddy with the amount of phone calls we have had today talking about whether right to work should be on a state referendum. And again, I think we have surpassed the number of phone calls we got on our Should Marijuana Be Legalized show.
You guys think you can pin it today, huh?
Jay's got nothing on right to work, man.
That's fine. But hey, we can bring Jay on to talk sports all kinds of it. We got a lot of NFL action this weekend we'll get to in a minute. But Jay, first of all, how excited are you to be joining Tom Marquis as one of our official Gary Snyder Show correspondents covering the Indiana Pacers?
Man, I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. And with a shortened season, it's going to be a sense of urgency out there. So we'll see what our Indiana Pacers can do. Can they bounce back from getting embarrassed in South Beach the other night?
You know, but one thing, we have to tell you this up front, that when you get there, we expect at least a Twitter picture or a text picture of what they're serving at the Indiana Pacer Press Buffet.
I can do that.
Well, what's happening on the jgravesreport.com? I know you got a new blog post up there.
Oh, yeah. The new blog post today was All Business Ain't Street Business. And what I was talking about was the whole New York Jets debacle with Greg McElroy throwing his teammates under the bus and then driving over them, backing over them for good measure. You know, I don't doubt that what he said wasn't true, but when you are playing on a team and you have to have some type of continuity in the locker room and you can't throw everybody under the bus and expect to go back into that locker room and get any type of respect from the guys on the team. So it just makes the situation worse than what they've already got.
And that just goes, I mean, the Jets seem to be in disarray right now. You know, is it a point that maybe Rex Ryan has lost control of this team and could his job be in jeopardy?
Well, you know what, I will say this. When you've got that type of disorder from guys arguing on the sideline to arguing in the huddle on the field with Santonio Holmes, and then Santonio Holmes throwing the team under the bus at the press conference. It comes from the top down. I mean, I think that Rex has run that ship very loosely over the last few years, and there is no discipline there. He may be at the end of his rope because you almost shot the bullet and you can't go back and get the bullet, you know, once it's left the chamber. So I think that is a situation. I mean, and now with this latest incident with McElroy, I don't know what you do. I think that he has reached he's at the end of his rope.
Well, and I totally agree with you, and we'll certainly get into a lot more conversations about this very same subject tomorrow on The Balance. But, you know, the thing is, it doesn't take a rookie quarterback to see that Rex is done. This is just kind of – you look at guys like Rex Ryan, and he's a blowhard, and he talks a lot. But now I think it's like you said, he's fired the bullet. It's got too much. It's just got to be too much, and the team just needs to separate themselves from Rex Ryan. It's just a big, big corrupt mindset, if you ask me, Jay.
Yeah, and I will say this. I will say this, that with that team, you can't have – I mean, there's so many people. I've got so many hits back on Twitter. People have divided 50-50. As to whether McElroy was right in doing what he did or wrong in doing what he did. I just believe that when you're on a team, regardless of what's going on with the team, you can't tell the team's business. You can't put it in the street. It's like some kid going to school and telling his teacher that his dad didn't come home last night and his mother's got three boyfriends. I mean, that may be true, but you can't go out and tell him.
Three boyfriends, huh? Hey, let me ask you this. I should have probably asked you this at the start, Jay. How long are you with us right now?
Oh, I'm here until I can do an hour if you need.
I need. All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll get into a little IU basketball. Hoosiers big winners at home last night against the Wolverines. Start talking a little NFL football as the playoffs get started this weekend. Can't wait. And I think at some point there's a BCS Bowl Championship. Oh, that's me on it. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
And welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Mark with El Presidente, and it is good to be with you on Friday, January 6th. I tell you what, it's a great day when we can talk sports on Friday. Obviously, that's what we do here on the Balance Radio Network, and every day we team up with the Gary Snyder Show. I do want to point out a little bit of a programming note. We are going to be making some changes and adjustments beginning on Monday with The Balance and the Gary Snyder Show. Now, you're still going to be able to hear them right here on the Balance Radio Network. But probably in most likelihood, we're still ironing out all the details. But you will hear the Gary Snyder Show taped version during the week. Then, of course, on Saturday, the Balance Sports Talk Show right here on the Balance Radio Network. We have a great time doing that. So glad that Mr. Jay Graves is going to help us out down at the Pacers. JayGravesReport.com. A lot of fun down there. At Bankers Life, I just can't quite get used to that. It just doesn't have that Conseco ring, maybe. I was thrilled, though, to see the first concert that I've seen under the name of Bankers Life. Van Halen is going to be out at Bankers Life, and I tell you what, Van Halen with David Lee Roth was the very first concert that I ever went to. Jump. I'm starting to date myself a little bit, but that's okay. I dated myself for a long time before I met my wife. that was my attempt at humor. Got to get some humor in on a Friday. Hey, so glad that you could be with us. The countdown to the weekend is here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. fire feet are thumping, and the jam is pumping. Look at here, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
On the Gary Snyder Show, I am Superman. I do know what's happening. All right, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana. They are growing and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM. Plus, that's an addition to, for some of you out there, a competitive FFC, that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500 plus miles a week, plus they spend their weekends at home. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give them a call. In fact, call Ray, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at Freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. All right, that is out of the way. We are joined, as always, at this time to the end. That would be Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Hello, and happy Friday to you, Gary. It is good to have you along.
And we're also joined by Jay Graves, publisher of the jgravesreport.com. Jay, say hi.
Holla at your boy.
Love it. Love it. All right. If you are an Indiana Hoosier basketball fan today, you are very happy. They held on to beat Michigan last night. And, hey, who doesn't get happy anytime Michigan gets beat at anything? Plus, on top of that, Purdue gets smoked at home by Illinois. Jay, those Hoosiers are rolling right now, aren't they?
Hey, man, they're looking good. I was just listening a little earlier to Doug Gottlieb. We were talking about him again. He's still slamming the Hoosiers. But I tell you, when you come out of when you're 13 or 14-1, I don't care how many games you played at home or on the road, that's legitimate basketball. So, hey, we're gonna keep
doing what we're doing, and we're not gonna listen to the haters.
Tom,
I really don't care about the haters for IU. You know, I was watching that game with great intensity last night, and I'm just gonna say this: I love the new Indiana Hoosiers. I love what they're doing. And what a freaking barn burner down the stretch, boys and girls. The Hoosiers are back. Hoosier hysteria is here to stay. And I could care less what Mr. Doug Gottlieb has to say about the Hoosiers, because they did hold off the Wolverines last night to win 73-71, as Indiana has earned its third win over a ranked opponent at Assembly Hall. All I can say is, Doug, don't care. Plenty of guys have stepped up at different times this season, but I tell you what, I like Cody Zeller, Christian Watford. Man, they make a dangerous combo. They shake and bake, buddy. I tell you what, I hate to pull out my Dick Vitale imitation, but baby, they are awesome.
Hey, they're awesome.
I really don't know what to do or say right now.
You got excited,
baby. No, when
man.
You look at last night's game, Luke Zeller was the man for the Hoosiers last night. I would have the stats for you, but apparently my computer's not working right now. But he was a man amongst men last night and carried the Hoosiers to the big win.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I mean,
it. I have two of you on the line here, and oh, yeah is all I can get.
Well, I holla at you, boy.
We're talking nothing but crack and awesome professional sports commentary here.
Nothing.
And I'll say this again: nothing is too good for my listeners.
For Cody Zeller to be a freshman, I mean, this guy is pulling a Kobe and putting the boys on his back. He scored 18 points last night, and it's just unbelievable to see a freshman step up, put the boys on his back, and ride. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, and really, I think here's what it's going to take for IU is going to have to get deep in the tournament. We're going to have to look back. Some people you can never make happy in the national media. You know, here's the thing. Number 12, Indiana, led number 16, Michigan, by as many as 15 points in the first half of Thursday night's game, and by double digits at points throughout the second half. They're doing good this year. So here's the thing. I don't understand why Doug Gottlieb would even say, well, they haven't really beat anybody yet. They haven't really played anybody. But let me repeat this. Still, the Hoosiers claim their third victory over a ranked opponent in their revival season. I tell you what, those boys have been filled with the spirit. They're ready to grab some snakes.
That's right.
Man, it's the first time since the 2005-2006 season that the Hoosiers have defeated at least three ranked opponents in one season, and the first time since 2007 or 2008 campaign that they've started the season 14-1. How much more do we got to show them? How much more?
Hey, but you know what? That's just part of being good. See, I always say that if 50% of the people in the room are hating on you, then you need to step your game up. So IU step his game up. If everybody's hating on him, then they're doing their job.
Now, one thing that adds, I guess, to last night's jubilation is the fact that Purdue got smoked at Mackey Arena in a very, I guess, just no effort last night by the Boilers as they basically get pounded by Illinois. How sweet is that when you can get a Purdue thumping and an IU win in the same night?
Hey, sounds good to me.
I tell you what, it was good. And what I like about these wins, guys, is it puts IU in a situation to where they can start getting bigger and better recruits. Obviously, they have a great class. And obviously, you know, Coach Green has took his lumps. Now, as the old saying goes, with great power comes great responsibility. We love our Hoosiers. They're doing great. But, you know, the last thing that we need to do is give the national media the ammunition that they need by getting cocky and losing games. So we have to continue to win inside the Big Ten. That is huge, huge, huge. We have to continue to beat ranked teams. And I think that, you know, that they've been put to the test several times, but there's still a lot of good teams out there. And keep in mind, anything can happen in March. But just to be playing in March, ladies and gentlemen, that is fantastic news, that's for sure.
You know, one thing that I took away from last night's game, and it really surprised me because I did not know this about Tom Crean, and maybe you guys did, maybe you are more of a stalkers of the guy than I am, but I did not know that his brothers-in-law are the Harbaugh brothers. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
I knew that back when he was hired at IU. I don't know why you're so far behind. I guess that's because you live in rural Indiana. But, yeah, that was a big news story here in Indiana when he was still even just interviewing who his brother-in-laws were. So, yeah, but, you know, hey, it's not big news.
Nothing just by me.
It's not big news until the Harbaughs start winning out in San Francisco and all. Then all of a sudden, well, wait a minute. Coach Crean is related? I didn't know.
I had no clue. All right, guys, we're going to take our break here, bottom of the hour news break. When we come back, it's nothing but NFL the rest of the way tonight as, you know, it's kind of bittersweet. It's great the playoffs are starting, but this means it's the beginning of the end until July. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
And you're listening to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. So good that you're here with me on the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT and Marriott. And also Jay Graves of the jgravesreport.com. Thanks for starting your weekend off with us. I tell you what, it is a fantastic weekend. The sun's shining. I'm beginning to think that, hey, am I in Florida? Did I wake up somewhere and this is not Indiana? But one thing about the Indiana weather, stick around because it will change. But right now, I tell you what, I'll take it. This is the Balance Radio Network. It's Friday, guys. It's Friday. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. So good to have you along. You know what? We got a few minutes here, and I had a bunch of people email me back. Hey, man, did you get my jingle? Did you get my tag? Let me tell you what I did. You know, obviously, I've been in radio for a long time here, and I've got friends scattered all over the United States that are in radio. And right around Christmas time, I said, hey, guys, send me some of your nostalgic jingles, some of the jingles of the stations that you're at now. And I composed kind of a montage of the ones that I've – of the stations that I've been at and the jingles that I have had. And I put it all together. Well, a lot of people were sending me emails back and said, hey, you know, did you get that montage? Did you get that jingle thing together? And I did. And so I'll tell you what, we've got like an extra minute or so before we team back up with 1400 WBAT. I'll tell you what, I really want to thank all my radio friends for coming together for me on this and really sending this together for me. You know, and us radio guys, we're kind of geeks. We like radio, and we like different call letters, and we like the music beds and stuff that we play with here on the air. So we have a lot of fun with it. So, guys, here is the Balance Montage from all my radio friends.
Welcome to
at least till July when everyone reports to camp. Our games this weekend will start with tomorrow's game, as soon as I find it. That would be Cincinnati and Houston. How do you see this game, Tom?
Well, I tell you what, this is a good game to watch, and if you followed Cincinnati at all this year, you'll know that Cincinnati has got and they didn't get to be in the wild card by just having a mediocre season. These guys had a very good season. Hats off to the Bengals; they did a great job on getting things together. Houston, though, here's the thing. I like Houston. Houston has did everything right for the most part. They're having a quarterback issue. And so what I'm going to say is that Cincinnati will play very, very well. They had a great season. Hopefully they'll improve on that next year, but I don't look for them to go much further. However, if they can get to the heart of that Houston Texan team, which is that quarterback situation – if the Cincinnati defense can hammer that quarterback down and be in his face, well, we might be having a different discussion about who moves forward. And when was the last time we saw the Bengals move forward in the playoffs or move forward anywhere, for that matter, Jay?
Hey, you know what? I think that Cincinnati is a great ball club, and I would pick them if they were playing at home. They're 9-7. They surprised the heck out of everybody. Because you remember at the beginning of the year, they were, you know, trying to figure out who's going to play quarterback and so on and so forth. But Houston, you have to remember, they're 10-6, and they're the number two rushing team in the league. So with that being said, you made a great point. If they can get to and cause some problems with Houston's quarterback, they could create a bad situation for Houston. But I think because Houston's playing at home, I'll pick Houston. I'll put my lunch money on Houston.
You know, if Houston was going into this game with Matt Schaub, I would take them. And as much as it pains me to say this, living in the Cincinnati area, because I hate Bungle fans, hate them. You know, I'm telling you what, they do not get enough attention placed on them as being some of the most obnoxious fans in the NFL simply because they suck all the time and their fans don't have an opportunity to be obnoxious, at least in a winning way. I would love to go against the Bengals here. Would love to go against the Bengals. But with Matt Schaub out, the Texans hurting all around at wide receiver, some defensive injuries, and a third-string quarterback. Hell, they have Jake Delhomme. He couldn't even play for Carolina. I am going to go with the upset in this and take the Cincinnati Bengals. Any reaction?
Wow.
Well, that's a bold pick, Gary. And really, it's not a stretch of a bold pick, but it's a bold pick just because of the fact I think that Houston wants it more. They've never been able to be where they're at now because of the Colts, and I think that they really, really want this. Again, I want to say because of the Colts, they want to say, hey, look, there is another team in the AFC than the Indianapolis Colts. It's called the Houston Texans, and we deserve to be here. And I don't see them beating Cincinnati, but if they do, if Cincinnati beats Houston, well, look out, because Cincinnati then has a lot of forward momentum going forward into the playoffs.
You know, when you take a look at the player Andy Dalton right now, just playing amazing, the rookie from TCU, you know, we can talk about rookie quarterbacks all you want, but, boy, this guy is playing out his rear. If he can keep his composure against that front four that the Texans are going to put on him, and with the injuries to Texas, I think this is Cincinnati's game to lose.
Well, you know what, and you might be right, Gary, about that. I think that Houston will have more control over this game. And Jay, you might agree more with Gary on this, but I think that it's not necessarily going to be a blowout. But I certainly think that Houston has control over this game the whole game long, and can really, unless, again, like I said, the one variable there is that if Cincinnati can can cut the heart out of the Houston Texans and get to that quarterback situation and manipulate that, that's their angle. If they can't do that, then no, they're not going to be able to beat Houston at all.
See, fellas, I just believe that playing in Houston at Reliance Stadium is going to be a huge advantage for the Texans. If they were playing this on a neutral field or if they were playing in Cincinnati, I'd be over there with Gary, you know, eating popcorn. But I just think that the home field crowd and home field advantage is going to be too much for them.
Unfortunately, I don't think the home crowd and the home field advantage can help that quarterback situation. So talk it up to the Bungles. All right, game two Saturday. We have Detroit going down to New Orleans right now. The Saints are on a roll. Probably would be the favorite to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC if it did not go through Green Bay. Jay, we'll start with you. How do you see this game going down?
Well, you know what? You make a great point. I just believe at 13-3 that the New Orleans Saints are probably the best team in the NFC. They're number one overall in passing. They're sixth overall in rushing. And they're playing lights out right now. Drew Brees can't miss. They've got, you know, receiving core, a defense that's playing very well. And I believe that the only team in the league that can go to Lambeau Field at this point and win is New Orleans. So I'm picking New Orleans in this ball game.
Wow, you know, this is certainly one of the marquee matchups, guys, that it doesn't get any better than this. And this is why we have the playoff system that we have. When we have a team, a quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, and you have a quarterback, Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints, you can't make this up. You cannot marquee this. You cannot market this game enough. And I tell you what, I know the Saints look like clear favorites, but I have liked the Green Bay Packers all year long. I have liked Aaron Rodgers. They're playing at home. This is Aaron Rodgers' time to shine.
Tom, I'm going to interrupt you. They're playing the Detroit Lions.
What did I say?
You got hyped up because I brought up Green Bay down the line. But when we're talking New Orleans – Detroit.
I'm losing my mind,
I'm sorry,
y'all.
I got you excited.
Man, you know what? I was sitting there in the back of my mind. I was thinking, that something's not adding up right here when I was talking, but I was all right. I'll sad sack myself on that one. Actually, again, very good game. I got nothing with this one, man.
I'm excited about 2 weeks down the line.
Okay. Come back to me on this conversation again. But I tell you what, I like this. That's classic, man. I've messed up on the radio before, but hey, you know what? I'm so glad that you guys just show me the love, and you know, you really have no problem in pointing out, you know, that I'm talking about the wrong game. All right, but Detroit Lions, the Saints. Guys, you cannot rule out the Lions in this game. Don't even think about it. Don't even try it. But I'm going to tell you, I like the Lions, and I like the way they played all year long. I like the underdog factor. I'm going to go with Gary's bold pick. I think, and this is going to be the upset of the century, but I think the Lions upset the Saints. And I think that we're going to be having I tell you what, wouldn't it be great just for conversation? I don't see it really happening, but just for something to talk about and just for us guys here on the other end of the microphone, wouldn't it be great to have a Super Bowl of the Big Cats? I mean, wouldn't it? That would be great. Don't see it happening, but it would be something fun to talk about.
But you know what? You have to keep in mind that even though Detroit is 10-6, they've got the 29th overall rushing team in the league, and so that means they can't run the ball. So if they just, I don't see it. You got to be able to run the ball.
I'll chime in on this game, and I think New Orleans right now is playing awfully well. Drew Brees is hitting his stride. Well, let's be honest. He's been hitting it all season. Detroit comes in after giving up 50 or whatever it was against a second-string quarterback in Matt Flynn and the Green Bay Packers last week. This will be a very high-scoring game. Take the over on this no matter what it is. But in the end, Detroit cannot keep up with the Saints. The New Orleans Saints win this game by at least two touchdowns. Real quick break. When we come down, when we come back, we'll break down Sunday's action right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
Exclude.
And welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. Man, I tell you what, is it beer 30 yet here on the Balance Radio Network? I know it's Friday, but my God, I was just off in my own little world. I'm so glad that Jay and Gary grabbed me back into reality on that. I have no idea where that came from. But for some reason, all day long, even I wrote down when I was talking about some show prep, I wrote down the Saints and the Packers. And I think you're right. I was a couple weeks ahead in the NFC championship game. Obviously, that's probably what's going to happen there. But like I said, for purposes of conversation, for purposes of something fun to talk about, the two underdogs, the Bengals and the Lions, getting together in the Super Bowl here in Indianapolis, to me, guys, that would be a great story with a ton of storylines. So, you know, what's great about the can't even talk today. What's great about the Super Bowl is we can look at the underdog, and sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. That's for sure. But hey, you know, when it does happen, it makes for great stories. So glad that you guys could be with us on a Friday, and I am positive that it's Friday. That much I do know. Right here on the Balance Radio Network, we're talking NFL. Hey, the playoffs start tomorrow. Did you know that?
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show after a long day of politics. We're talking a little NFL right now as the playoffs get set to go. This weekend, we've already broke down Saturday's games. Let's turn our attention to Sunday's games. Guys, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Tom, we'll start with you since you seem to get confused easily. Atlanta at New York is the early game on Sunday.
Atlanta at New York. I've got this one, man. I've got it. Actually, I thought maybe we were going to go with but I see you're going in order of the games. I thought maybe we were going to talk about the Pittsburgh game, but we'll go with Atlanta. That's why I'm good. I know who they're playing. And you know what, guys? I like Little Manning. I think he's having the best season of his year. My gosh.
Season of whatever.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
Go ahead, Tom.
The Giants' run defense has struggled a little bit this season, and that really kind of worries me. They give up 126 yards per game coming into the playoffs. I like the Falcons, though. They played some really, really good ball. You cannot discount them at all. Both of these teams have never met in the postseason, so that in itself is going to add a little bit of excitement. And I like Little Manning. I like Eli. I think he's doing great. Like I was starting to say a while ago, I think he's having one of the best seasons of his career. And, you know, I think that he's a fantastic option, and I like what Manning has done with the Giants. You know, a few short years ago, we were looking at Manning like, this guy cannot lead. He is not Peyton Manning. He is not going to be able to do anything, and he's in New York. He'll never last. Wow, were we wrong, Jay, on that one?
Well, I'll tell you what. New York coming into this ball game, obviously, you know, they're 9-7. Atlanta's 10-6. But what a lot of people don't realize is that Eli Manning has thrown for darn near 5,000 yards. He's been overshadowed by Aaron Rodgers and obviously Drew Brees, but he's thrown for 4,900 yards this year. And they're playing at home. Matty Ice from Atlanta hadn't won a playoff game yet. I don't see him going into New York and winning a playoff game against hot Eli Manning and company. So I've got to go with the New York Giants.
And I think in this game, you look at the New York Giants right now, they're heading into this game. Basically, this is the third game in a playoff run for them. Their playoffs started a couple games ago. They are on a roll right now. Playoffs, making it in the playoffs, making it into the Super Bowl has everything to do with momentum. Take a look back at the World Series and the Cardinals, the hottest team in baseball at the time, won the World Series. My guess is the Giants are playing a lot like they were several years ago when they went on to win the Super Bowl. They are on a roll. They are probably one of the hottest teams going right now in the NFL. Atlanta can't win outside of whatever dirty bird dome that is down there in Atlanta. I think this is an easy one. Giants over the Falcons, and I'm going to go by at least 10 points here. All right,
well,
let's go with the final game. Do either of you want to comment on my prediction?
I think you're way off on that one. I tell you why I think that you're way off on that. I mean, you got to remember that Atlanta has some great players, and they have the ability to really bring it. I think you're way off. However, I will say this, the Giants have the ability to win, and I think they will win. But, you know, the Giants tight end, Jack Ballard, you got to remember, they've got the Falcons have a little guy by the name of Curtis Lofton, which is going to be in your face. And I don't know that they're going to be able to score that many points, Gary, against the Falcons. I do believe they'll win, but I don't think they're going to score that many points.
All right, shall we move on? Jay, you're up next. The final game.
The final game, man. This one is interesting. This one
weekend
is interesting. I mean,
comes down to Pittsburgh at Denver. Go ahead, Jay. I'll let you take this one first.
Well, look, everybody's excited to see this ball game because we want to see what Tim Tebow and company can do against the 12-4 Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the Steelers are coming into this game dragging. They just announced today that Pouncey, the starting center, is out. Then Roethlisberger's ankle is jacked up, and then you've got guys on defense that are hurt. But I believe that the Steelers will win this game because they've just got better players all around, and they're number one against the pass. And Tebow is struggling at throwing the ball. So, and you have to always account for Troy Polamalu, who's probably the best safety in the game. He doesn't even play by the defensive plays. They just allow him to roam. I think he's going to do a great job of baiting Tebow into throwing some picks, some interceptions. I'm rooting for Tebow, but I just don't think they come out of this ball game, even with the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in with all types of injuries.
Well, this, again, is one of the marquee games of the weekend. Obviously, this is a fantastic game. But you know what? At this point, if you would have asked me earlier on in the season, I've always been on Tim Tebow's bandwagon, and I think anybody that's listened to this show knows that I have been, but I certainly wouldn't have predicted them to do as well as they've done. So I'm not gonna bet anything against Tim Tebow. I like him. I think he's doing good stuff. You know, make fun of his prayers, make fun of whatever religion part of it that you want to make fun of. But that kid can play football. He's a great quarterback. He's the future of the Denver Broncos. And with the issues with Ben Roethlisberger, and I just don't really like Pittsburgh this year. I don't ever really like Pittsburgh for that matter, but I just really don't like them this year. They've not really did anything to give me a lot of pizzazz. They've won 12 games with a weak schedule. I think that really, in all fairness, I think the Broncos will win this game by a field goal, and it'll be attributed a lot to Tim Tebow. He'll have a great game.
Well, again, I think this game, I like Tebow. I like the Broncos. I think the Steelers right now do not have the momentum with them. They've been, struggling a little bit on what a 12-4 team could. This game, to me, is a pick'em. I'm going to go with Denver simply for the fact that they're playing at home, the Tebow factor. And I see this game, and I will quote a tweet I just got from my good friend Andy Lyons. This game ends 3-2, Denver. All right, Jay, real quick, tell people in about 10 seconds where they can find you.
You can find me at thejgravesreport.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at jgravesreport. Holla at your boy.
All right, Tom, your turn. About 10 seconds here.
Well, www.theballanceonline.com. Of course, The Balance tomorrow right here on the Balance Radio Network. And Twitter, T-Balance, and Facebook, The Balance.
All right, I want to thank all of our guests today, Abdul, Jay, Tom. Am I forgetting anybody? All of our callers. What a great call, bunch of callers today. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
And you're listening to The Balance Radio Network. Jay, do we still have you?
Yeah, I'm still here.
We'll have you just for another minute or two. Are you going to be able to join us tomorrow? I haven't had a chance to officially ask you, but are you going to be able to join us tomorrow on the show?
Yeah, I can join you tomorrow from 9 to 10, if that's okay.
That'll work, brother. You just call on in and you know how to get a hold of us. All right, guys, tomorrow we're going to have the Balance, our normal show that we do every Saturday morning. We got a lot to talk about, Jay. We're going to really break down some of these games in a lot more depth. But, you know, talking a little bit more about that Bronco-Steeler game, and then we've got to go and get to the hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show. But I tell you what, Jay, the Steelers are hurting almost everywhere you look, and we'll get into this game tomorrow. But Ben Roethlisberger is hobbled. Rashaal Mendenhall is done for the season. Ryan Clark will wisely sit out because of the sickle cell trait that he carries in his blood. So that's going to be an issue. And as a number five seed, the Steelers will likely face three road games in 3 weeks to get to the Super Bowl. I tell you what, I kind of think that these guys, the Steelers, aren't as good as they're trying to make everybody to believe. I think that they are more of a wolf in sheep's clothing, maybe, or the other way around. I don't think they're as good as they're wanting everybody to believe. In other words, I think that they're doing a good job of talking a lot of game. I think they're good at doing a good job of trying to get into the minds of the fans of the Broncos and the media of the Broncos. I think they're doing a good job of getting everybody talking about them, especially with Tim Tebow and all this, and try to distract and deflect attention away from the Broncos and onto them. But I think at the end of the day, I think the Broncos can beat the Steelers. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, oh. You know what? I think that, you know, it's if the Broncos can hang around for three quarters, anything can happen. And I do believe with all of the injuries that Pittsburgh is coming in with, that allows the stars and the moon to align in the right place to allow the Broncos, with that great defense that they have, to be able to hang around in this ball game. Because if you put pressure from the corners on Roethlisberger and make him step up in the pocket, well, he's not going to be able to step up in the pocket the way he normally does because he's got this ankle injury. He's already lining up and playing in the shotgun these last few games because he can't drop back with that ankle injury. So it allows Denver to have a better opportunity to hang around and get to the fourth quarter. And if anything can happen in the fourth quarter, if Tim Tebow's on the field, because he's got the it factor. I don't know what it is, but he's got it.
I tell you what, I know what it is, and I ain't afraid to say it. He's got God on his side. And I tell you what, he's like David and Goliath with the slingshot. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Jay, any new articles you're working on now? You want to give us a teaser on anything that's coming up on the JayGravesReport.com?
Well, you know what? The biggest articles this week were the ones that we talked about obviously earlier today when we talked about. What Greg McElroy did, and that was just unbelievable. And then Grown Folk Conversation, we didn't get into a lot of this, but you have the BCS National Championship coming up on Monday. And I thought that it was very irresponsible, in my opinion, for the Lee Corso and a lot of guys in the AP to even suggest that Oklahoma State should get a share of the national title when they aren't even in the doggone ball game and they lost to Iowa State. So I've been writing about that.
All right. Well, we look forward to checking it out. And obviously, we're going to get deep into a conversation tomorrow about the Manning saga, about the Polian saga, the Colts, the BCS bowl games, the national championship game, and, of course, the NFL playoffs and some NBA talk. Jay, we've got a lot to talk about tomorrow. Real quickly, remind our listeners where they can find you at.
Yeah, you can find me at thejgravesreport.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at jgravesreport. And always, holla at your boy.
All right, Jay, we'll catch you tomorrow. Holla at your boy, Jay Graves. Man, he's a lot of fun to have here on the show. So glad that he takes time out of his busy schedule to join us. Join us tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back. And when we get back, we're going to be joining hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print that tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone you're never rejected, decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome back. Want to thank Ed Robertson from TV Confidential. Always enjoy talking with Ed and wrapping up the week in entertainment and television news. All right. We had a lot of phone calls. A lot of phone calls last hour. Some of them we could not get to. Some of them we could. Some of you that did not want to go on the air. So here's what we're going to do. We're waiting on Abdul to give us a call. He is currently, if you don't know Abdul, you can catch him here usually every Thursday. But minority leader in the Indiana State House, Pat Bauer is having a press conference. Abdul, publisher of IndyPolitics.org, is setting in on that. He is going to give us a ring and let us give us the latest from the State House on everything that's happening. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines again. And the only thing that I ask, I ask for very few rules. The only rule that I ask is if you're going to call, you go on the air. I can't sit there, as much as I would love to sit there and talk with you off the air. We need to do that on the air. If you do want to leave a comment but don't want to go on the air, you can always go to GarySnyderShow.com and leave a comment. But the Democrats have walked out of the House. That's the third day in a row, although the Speaker of the House, Brian Bosma, has not started issuing fines yet, number one. Number two, Joint Senate House Committee today hearing testimony on right to work. One of the very interesting things that came up about right to work was the fact that Oklahoma put it on their ballot. It was a ballot referendum, and the voters of Oklahoma said, yes, we want to be a right-to-work state. Now, as you know, it's very contentious here in Indiana. We are a heavy union state. The Democrats are basically on the hook here for skipping the whole session and stopping anything from getting done in the Indiana General Assembly. So here's my question. Would you support putting right to work as a state ballot referendum in November when so many of us go to the polls and vote for president? I mean, there's no other point where we see a greater voter participation than an election year for president. So why not put this on the ballot? 765-662-1400. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Ballot referendum for right to work. Would you be for or against? I'm all for it. All for it. You know, if the Republicans, as the Republicans contend, that there is such a public outcry for right-to-work legislation in Indiana, then let's put it on the ballot. It should pass pretty easily. If the Democrats' contention that, no, the public doesn't want this or they don't know what it is, put it on the ballot. That way other work can get done in the state house, although, you know, I may be one that says, you know, hey, Democrats, stay out, because you know, what the Republicans are trying to feed us right now is not what I really want to eat. Not at all. So if you want to give us a call, 765-662-1400, let me know what you think. Ballot referendum for right to work in November. I say let's do it. But the only problem with that, it's a huge problem, and I'll tell you what it is. That's not what the lobbyists are paying for. That's not what the Chamber of Commerce, that's not what any of these pro-business, pro-small business groups are paying the Republicans for. And yes, they're paying them. Look who's giving the Republicans money. It is places like the Chamber of Commerce, the federal small business, whatever. It's all of these pro-business groups, PACs, lobbyists, that's who's paying the Republicans. That's not what they're paying the Republicans to do, to put it on a ballot. They're not paying them to put that on a ballot. Now, if you want to chime in on this, we'll take your calls. We do have a caller on the line. What do you think? Ballot referendum or not?
Yes.
You like the idea of putting it on the ballot in November and letting, I guess, me and you and everybody else vote on it?
And I do believe that there should be a referendum.
Well, and again, I agree. If this is so contentious, and we have Republicans saying, hey, there's a public outcry for right to work, we have Democrats saying there's an outcry for no right to work, I say, you know, at no point in the next 4 years will there be more people voting than there will be in a presidential election. So let's put it on the ballot and let us vote. Unfortunately, I think what we're going to run into, that's not what the lobbyists paid for. The lobbyists are feeding the pigs on the Republican and the Democrat side to kill this or pass it, plain and simple. Anything else, caller?
I think there should be a referendum, period.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And maybe maybe some calmer and cooler heads will prevail down in Indianapolis. Thanks for your call and thanks for listening. All right. You heard he's a pro-referendum guy. I am too. Let's put it on the ballot. Again, if you want to chime in on this, 765-662-1400, Right to Work. I say let's put it on a ballot referendum in November. What say you? 765-662-1400. Barry Bunker Chevrolet. They are your hometown Chevy and used car dealer. Whether you're looking for a new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. And when I say no one, what do I really mean? Exactly, no one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one stop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be complicated, and there shouldn't be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They are the one-stop shop for all of your maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Give Barry a call. He wants to talk to you. Trust me. 866-466-1956. You can visit them 24/7 at barrybunker.com and check out their entire inventory, I might add. Or head on over to their store at 1307 North Wabash Avenue in Marion and experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. And of course, I should not have to say this because you all know it, but here it goes anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right, quick break. And again, if you want to give us a call on this, I'm loving the calls today. 765-662-1400. If you want to chime in, should we be putting Right to Work on a ballot referendum? There will be no more people voting when it comes to a presidential race in November. So let's let the voters decide. But then again, that's not what the lobbyists are paying for. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show. 21st Century Firearms. They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. Stop in and talk to their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
When you are faced with the decision of choosing a healthcare facility for your loved one, being flooded with overwhelming thoughts and emotions can make that decision challenging.
PLC Management is a leader in short-term rehab and long-term care. So choose compassionate, proven care. Choose long-term employees. Choose TLC Management, the home office of Colonial Oaks, Rolling Meadows, and Wesleyan Health and Rehab. Locally owned and operated for over 25 years, we know healthcare.
For more information on these three wonderful facilities and more, call TLC Management at 664-5400.
We are your community's first choice.
Is right to work wrong for Indiana? What educational topics will surface? Will we see local government reform? State Senator Jim Banks will be in the middle of those General Assembly discussions, and he'll have weekly updates. Starting Friday, January 6th at 7:15 a.m., WBAT brings you the observations of Senator Banks. And if you'd like to submit questions for the senator, email them to wbat@comtech.com. It starts Friday, January 6th at 7:15 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you legislatively informed.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. All right, loving the phone calls. Loving the phone calls. So if you want to chime in on this, we are putting ourselves. We are putting ourselves right in the middle of the right to work debate down at the State House. So, if you want to chime in, we will be more than happy to talk to you. Democrats walking out, about ready to get fined. Nothing getting done in the House. So I say, let's put right to work as a ballot referendum in the fall. Republicans say, hey, everybody wants it. Fine. You shouldn't be afraid of letting the people vote. Same way with the Democrats. Caller, what do you think?
I think it's an outstanding idea.
I appreciate your exuberance there.
It's a perfect call, because really, if you're a voter and you really want to impact, then whether you're a union worker or whatever, you're going to get out and go vote. Okay? Because, I mean, we watch all of our elections that go on before the presidential election. Hardly anybody shows up. People win by the narrowest margins, just depending on who decided to get out of bed that day. So if you really care about it, you're going to get up, you're going to go vote, because you know it's going to impact everything, your direct life every day.
And I can guarantee you, if it's on the ballot, if you do not know what right to work is now, you will, and you will know both sides of it by the time November gets here.
You'll want to know. Absolutely right. You will want to know what's going on with it, what is it, so you can make that impact vote. So I think that's a great idea. They just need to put it on the ballot. People can get out and go vote.
The problem, though, and I wrote this up on my blog at GarySnyderShow.com, that's not what the lobbyists paid for on each side, though.
Well, I know, but you know what? That's politics. You know, it's a perfect opportunity where the American people get a chance to impact on what they like to see happen, instead of us having to have certain people pay the money to, hey, I want you to vote this way and do this and lobby for this. Now you get a chance for each and every person to get out there and make that call. It should happen more often, but it doesn't. So I think it's a great idea.
Well, hey, thanks for your call. Anything else to add?
No, I like I said, I just wish things like that would happen a little more often. So, you know, the naysayers and people always complain when things aren't going the way they like to see them go because they don't get out of bed and go vote, they'd have a chance to make an impact on it.
Well, hey, thanks for your call and thanks for listening.
Hey, not a problem. You have a good day.
You too. There you go. Someone that agrees with me. I'm almost giddy. All right, we're taking your phone calls right now on Right to Work. Should we put this on the ballot come November? Presidential elections. There's never going to be a better opportunity for more people to go vote than we would in a presidential election year. And as contentious as Right to Work is, and hey, the Republicans brought forward a Chamber of Commerce guy from Oklahoma espousing the virtues of Right to Work, and it went before a referendum in their state. Why not our state? 765-662-1400. If you want to chime in and tell us, Right to Work, ballot referendum or not? I mean, when we take a look at what's happening down in Indianapolis right now, we literally have gridlock. Nothing is going to get done, which for me, that's fine. We have too many laws to begin with. We have too many people wanting to play Big Brother. And, you know, I guess I kind of like this being held up simply for the fact that, hey, this doesn't give them an opportunity to put a smoking ban into effect. It doesn't give them the opportunity to tell private business owners whether they can have smoking in their private business or not. Hey, it also stops online sales tax from getting through. If they're not voting down at the General Assembly, nothing's getting through, so no online sales tax. It's going to hold up Governor Daniels' local government reform. So if you want to give us a call, 765-662-1400. Let's just say put it on a ballot. Let people vote as a ballot referendum for the fall. 765-662-1400. Now, one very interesting take on this, and I heard this in a news clip, and this had to do with State Senator Travis Holdman, who wants a piece of the Right to Work carved out not to apply to, I guess, home builders, carpentry, things like that. I wonder why. We'll have to take a look and see where he's getting his money. Anybody want to guess why he's espousing the virtues of not including carpenters in that? My thoughts, exactly. All right, we're taking your calls right now. If you want to chime in on Right to Work, whether we should put this on the ballot or not. Had a lot of phone calls on this. I really appreciate the input. And I'd love to hear from you at 765-662-1400. Now, I did write a blog post on this today, and you can read this. You can read this at GarySnyderShow.com. And it basically just says, one of the more interesting points made during the Right to Work committee hearing today came from a witness called by the Republicans. The gentleman was from Oklahoma, and his name escapes me right now, but I guess it's not really that important. Anyway, he noted the voters of Oklahoma voted for Right to Work in a referendum and made it the law of the land there. There's a noble idea, huh? Right to Work is obviously a very contentious issue, and if things keep going down the path they're on, nothing is going to get done in the General Assembly, which is fine with me. Fine with me if we don't have a smoking ban shoved down our throats, if we don't have an online sales tax. And what's really frustrating to me, it's the Republicans opposing most of this. The party of less government, keeping government out of your lives, is the one that are shoving new laws and new taxes down our throat. So I don't care if they hold everything up. I say let's put it to a ballot referendum. Caller, what do you think?
Well, here's another great idea for nothing to get done. If the legislature does nothing this time, we're all going to get a tax rebate because of the $320 million that was found. So that's another reason for them to do nothing. If they do do something down there, they're going to find a way to spend that money. So I say return it back to the taxpayers we're the ones who gave it to them in the first place.
Well, and I agree. And the nice thing about that is, you know, that was set in state law, and now they're trying to find every way possible not to send that back to us. And, you know, they're using the argument, well, it's only $50. Well, I don't know about them, but $50 to me, that buys my kid new shoes. I'd like to have that extra $50. All right, if you want to chime in, 765-662-1400. If you want to chime in on right to work, should we put it on a ballot referendum? We'll continue this conversation. Hopefully, we'll be getting a phone call soon from Abdul, as he will feed us the latest from Patrick Bauer and the Indiana General Assembly. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Newmarket Super Meat Sale. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts only $1.49 a pound. Whole boneless pork loin only $1.99 a pound. Pork sirloin combo pack $1.19 a pound. Bacon 2 for $4. Chicken thighs and drumsticks 99 cents a pound. Keystone 18-pack beer $9.99. Triple coupons. Don't forget the 10 for $10 sale. Oscar Mayer bologna. Lunchmakers. Bread. Totino's pizza. Ketchup. Head lettuce. Cereal. Sausage. Hot dogs. Banquet value meals and much more. All 10 for $10 only at Newmarket's.
Network Indiana News.
David Gallagher is 28 years old and blind. After high school, he worked as a dishwasher, but he knew he was capable of so much more. David contacted Bosma Enterprises because he'd heard of the rehabilitation and employment services they provide for the blind. Now, Brian is a technician at Bosma, training others who are visually impaired. Bosma has given David the opportunity to help people learn and to discover a level of freedom he'd never known before. To donate or learn more about Bosma services for the blind and visually impaired, call 317-684-0600 or visit bosma.org.
Today's healthcare job market is wildly competitive.
Darcy Berthet, COO and Chief Nursing Officer at St. Vincent Indianapolis Hospital.
We're looking for people with very specific skills.
Today's employers know exactly what they need. Harrison College has been preparing students to meet those needs since 1902.
When we've hired nurses from Harrison College, they hit the ground running.
A college degree and job-ready skills. Harrison College, career-focused, success-driven. Enroll today at Harrison.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
With high quality, with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get their flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-291-8732 to get your free copy now. 800-291-8732. 800-291-8732.
Bringing local news to Fairmount, Upland, and all of Grant County. We are 1400. WBAT.
From the WBAT newsroom, I'm Layla Price. A Marion man was critically burned Thursday night when fire raced through his apartment. The fire in the second-story apartment at 510 South Booth Street was discovered at about 8:30 last night. Firefighters rescued the man from the apartment, but not before he suffered serious burns to his body. The man was first taken to Marion General Hospital, but then airlifted to the burns unit at St. Joseph's Hospital in Fort Wayne. The identity of the victim has not yet been released, but authorities say he is in critical condition. One of the Marion firefighters who rescued the victim sustained minor injuries, injuries, firefighter Jamie Liddick suffered a laceration on his hand and strained his back while carrying a man to safety. Liddick was treated and later released. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Marion High School Athletic Director Bennett Somerset unexpectedly resigned from his position Thursday. Marion School Board members said the decision was classified and could not comment on his resignation. Somerset had served 2.5 years in the position after replacing Rocky Kent, who retired in 2009. It is yet to be determined who will take over day-to-day responsibilities of the position or what caused Somerset's abrupt resignation. And House Democrats were again absent for day two of the short session of the Indiana General Assembly. When House Speaker Brian Bosma attempted to convene the House, Democrats were not in their seats, leaving the House short of a quorum by 3, keeping the House from conducting business. District 31 State Representative Kevin Mahan of Hartford City expressed his frustration with House Democrats.
We went through 5.5 weeks of this last year. We've got 6.5 million Hoosiers here in the state of Indiana, where we've got lots of good legislation to be heard, and just to know that we're handcuffed here and can't proceed because of this situation, it's just very frustrating to see our democracy take shape.
Democratic leader Pat Bauer says the state of Indiana needs to be more informed on the right-to-work issue. However, Mahan says there is nothing new with the bill, and the public has been properly informed. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WBAT forecast for tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 32. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing and turning colder in the afternoon, a high around 42. Saturday night, mostly clear and colder with a low of 25. Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 40. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 42. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome again. I want to thank all of you guys for your phone calls, your conversation today about right to work and my bright idea, and I'll take claim to it since none of you saw it before you heard it from me, that let's put right to work on the ballot as a ballot referendum. Now, I did put that up on Facebook, and some of the very partisan of you out there are saying no. Why not? What are you afraid of? If you're for right to work and people want this as much as you say, what are you afraid of? Put it on the ballot. Let the people vote. Because, hey, I'm telling you what, come November, we will have more people voting than at any other point in the 4-year election cycle. Put it on the ballot. All right, before we get to more conversation, and again, if you want to give us a call on this, 765-662-1400. Loving the phone calls so far. Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500 plus miles a week, spend their weekends at home. Can't beat that. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. Now joining us, as he does every day at this time, from now to the end, that would be Tom Marquis. Tom, what say you?
What say me? Well, I tell you what, let's get a national work right-to-work law passed that then we don't have to worry about it. But, you know, I really do like the idea of it being on a referendum. I mean, really, because it ultimately is the people's decision, which apparently that's where the Democrats are failing to realize that it is that they were elected by the people to do the people's work. And there's more on the agenda and more to cover and to get done in this this session than just right to work. And to play these games this early just, to me, tells that your voters that you don't give a rat's ass about them.
Well, and I say put it on the ballot. Put it as a ballot referendum. And if you know, it's a very contentious issue, but if you're a Republican legislator, what are you afraid of? Now, I know, well, we were elected to come here, and we were elected to vote on this, and we were elected as representative. But, hey, boy, you were quick to put new taxes for schools and stuff on the ballot as a referendum. You were politically challenged there to make that decision. So, hey, let's do it here. What's good for the goose, good for the gander, I say.
Well, you know, and I can see both sides of why you wouldn't want to put it on a referendum ballot. There's a lot that goes into that. There's a lot of legal issues that go into that. And it has to pass certain legal tests in order to be put on a referendum. But I'm certainly all in favor to say, hey, let's start running those tests and see if we can't get them to get it to pass these tests to put it as a referendum. If not, if we can't now, let's fix it so that we can, so that the wording and so that the link. And see, here's the thing. Where we're at right now is really more than anything is just the language of the bill. It's not even being passed into law yet. We're still basically, for all intents and purposes, in communication and information status. Now,
well,
granted,
I agree with you on that, Tom. But at some point, something's got to give. We have a caller. Caller, what do you think of the idea? Are you there, caller?
Maybe not.
He said he was there. I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead with your thought. I had to put the caller on hold and interrupt you there, but go ahead with your thought.
No, it's fine. I mean, I just think that you're right. It should be decided by the people because this is a huge, huge issue that supposedly, I do understand. One thing I don't understand is, the Democrats say, well, this will hurt job safety, and this will keep – basically what they're saying is they believe, they honestly believe this, that this law will keep people from being in unions and will destroy the union. It will not. It will take the power away from the union. The unions do not have the right to tell me, well, you – in order to work here and provide for your family, you have to be a member of this union. Maybe I don't want to be a member of the union. Maybe I don't like what unions do. Maybe I want to just come to work and provide for my family without being threatened to lose my job because I didn't join your stupid union. Hello?
I agree with you, Tom.
Oh. Did I lose you, Gary? I'm not sure if I lost.
No, I'm still here. I'm sorry, Tom. I was my headphones were kind of crooked, and I didn't hear the end of that conversation. So, but you know, when you take a look at this, you know, what is there to be afraid of? But hey, You know, the way, where I'm sitting right now, and I'm for the right to work legislation, but I'd be more than happy to go vote on it and put it on a ballot and let people vote. Why not? I mean, we do that with, you know, taxes and new schools and everything else. Why not put it on a referendum? We're joined now by Abdul, who's right in the middle of all this. Abdul, welcome.
I can't think of a better way to spend a Friday afternoon when it's sunny skies and 60 degrees in the middle of January than being in the State House. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing great, and I'm telling you, I've never the phone calls on whether to put this as a referendum has outpaced whether marijuana should be legalized, and that's saying a lot, apparently, about my listeners. But I will add, isn't it amazing how 60 degrees in January feels completely different than 60 degrees in August?
Yes, it does. It feels more like March, to be brutally honest with you. So, very interesting day over in the legislature. Third day, Democrats did not come in for a caucus. I'm sorry, for a quorum, which means the Right to Work bill and 250 other bills cannot be assigned to committees. Now, there was a joint House-Senate committee hearing today. It was more Senate than House because, remember, the House bills haven't been assigned. Our Right to Work passed out by a vote of 6-4. One Republican voting no, Republican State Senator Brent Waltz of Greenwood, just south of Indianapolis, saying that he wanted an exemption for the building and construction trades, and he's going to offer that amendment later on. So, I mean, the arguments were pretty standard. You know, why rush this? What's the hurry? This will destroy jobs. This is your opponent. You know, supporters, this is another tool in the belt for Indiana. Some companies won't, you know, even consider coming here if we are a right-to-work state, et cetera, et cetera. We spoke to the Speaker and the Democratic leader today. Speaker Brian Vosloo basically saying he's not going to levy the fines yet, but he is, you know, ready to do it. He just hasn't decided if he's going to do it. Democrats saying they're going to hold hearings in Evansville and Fort Wayne about right to work and its, you know, negative impact. But the Pat Bauer did it that they can't stay out indefinitely. And they've already sort of had a couple members jump ship. State Representative Ed Delaney out of here in Indianapolis, who thinks, you know, the fight should be on the floor. He opposes right to work. And the same thing with Dale Grubb, who was the caucus chair, but in that position. They had to resign that position because of where he was on the committee. So.
Did we lose you, Abdul?
No, we are still here. I just had another call come in. That's my 5 o'clock interview with public radio. So,
I won't keep you long here, but there was a gentleman from Oklahoma who testified today and kind of actually got the Twitter universe, the Twitterverse really going. When he said, well, Oklahoma had a referendum and voted on it, and that seems to be catching a little bit of steam, at least on Twitter and with some of the pundits, if you will. And according to my phone calls, and I've received a lot of them today, and we've been talking about this for, you know, going on 2 hours now, that seems to be a pretty popular idea, at least with the people not in the legislature.
Here's my issue with the referendum. If we're going to just do everything by referendum, then why do we bother having a representative government? Why do we elect people? We elect people to represent us, to make the tough do, to listen to all sides of an issue, listen to their constituents, and then go in and do, you know, make the vote that they can live with. I guess, you know, there are some things we do referendums for, you know, with respect to schools, you know, the property tax caps, the, you know, the marriage amendment, et cetera. I mean, I don't know if property tax caps and right to work are in that same vein, because property tax caps, you know, definitely impacts, you know, everybody directly. I know your right to work only impacts you if you're in a union, which is only 9% of the workforce in Indiana.
Well, Tom, you have anything for Abdul?
Well, yeah, and Abdul, I guess really what I don't understand, and I'm for a referendum when you have situations like this. The people who are elected to represent the voters, there's a portion of them who aren't representing them. They are locking themselves up in a closet because their biggest lobbyist group, which is the union, say, hey, this is where the money's coming from. Listen to us, not your voters. I say, now it's time to put it for a referendum.
Like I said, I can see the point, but at the same time then, you know, I guess the question is, at what point do we decide, you know, every issue becomes a referendum issue? Or does every issue, you know, or do we have to do both, where we have a situation where, you know, we vote on, you know, the legislature votes and then, you know, the people vote? It is one thing, I think you can make an intellectual difference between a vote that raises taxes, you know, on people, you know, giving them, you know, do the people want to pay more? You know, we'll give them the power to make that decision, you know, mano a mano. I can see that. But, like I said, going a step further, for something like right to work, you know, that's, you know, inevitable and going to happen anyway, then, like I said, I just can't get on the referendum train, you know, for this one. It would almost be like referendum madness, reefer madness. Go back to marijuana, which is how this conversation started.
Well, I can tell you this, though. If the Republicans are screaming that everybody wants this, and the Democrats are screaming nobody wants it, what better way to settle it than with a referendum? Because I can guarantee you, if you did not know what right to work was right now, which my guess is most people don't and could give a rat's rear end about it, you would know by November.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you look at that Bowen survey here, I got about a couple more minutes worth of run into the television studio. If you look at the survey that was done by the Bowen Center, I wrote about this on indypolitics.org. You know, it was 29 in favor, 27 opposed, and 41% of the people, you know, didn't care. So, and I guess that's the question is, would a referendum really be representative of what the people want? Because, once again, this is an issue that, you know, unless you're in the political bubble that we live in, you know, most regular people are like, yeah, whatever.
Well, Abdul, I'll let you get into your TV interview. Say hi to me on the air, and we'll see you next weekend.
Hey, not a problem, my friend. I was a pleasure to be on the Gary Snyder Show twice in 1 week, so who knew?
Thanks a lot, Abdul. Well, you heard him, Tom. You know, I still say referendum's the way to go.
Well, you know, I agree with Abdul, and maybe our listeners will really think we're talking about reefer instead of...
I doubt very much they think we're talking about reefer, but caller, you want to chime in on this?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We can't get people out for an election for local offices. How are we possibly going to get them out for something like this?
Well, it's my contention that there is no greater point of voter participation than a presidential election year. And with what's coming down the pipeline with a referendum on Obama, maybe not a lot of excitement about a Republican candidate, a contested U.S. Senate race, I say what better time, because there will be no more greater voter participation than there will be this November.
Is that going to get us up over 20%?
That's a good question. Tom, you got anything for our caller?
Well, no, absolutely, and that makes a good point to the argument as to why not to have one. But I guess really more than anything is if those same voters go out and they elect a representation to be represented in the state house, and they don't show up to work, it'd be like you, sir, not showing up to work, or myself not showing up to work. They're going to find somebody else in some other way to get the job done, and it appears that the Democrats do not want to do the job they were elected to do, and that is to represent the people and to hear the opposition and to hear the opposing views and to vote accordingly. It appears they do not want to do that, so we have to find a different way to get the job done.
So we only have 20% of the people who voted, but yet we have an 80% non-representation, correct?
You know, I don't know what voter turnout is on a presidential election. I know it's a little bit higher than what you normally see in a municipal election, but you got a good point. You know, will people care when you know, we go vote for president and U.S. Senate and all the other good things we vote for? Anything else, caller?
That's it. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for your call, and we appreciate it. You know, and he makes a good point. But, hey, Tom, you know, we talked with Kip, too, earlier this week, and his contention was, hey, the Democrats are doing exactly what their constituents want them to do, and this is the best way they can represent them.
Well, here's the thing when they say that. First of all, it depends on who you're talking to. If I'm talking to a group of people that, for example, a group of blue-collar workers that go to work at a factory every day, they're going to have a different outlook than people who don't have that type of job. There are people who don't have that type of job. There are people who care about what's going on in the state house more than just right to work. Who they are representing is one body and one body only. It's the unions, and it's not even necessarily speaking for the union members.
Well, let's hold on a minute, Tom, because I can tell you right now that the reason we won't get a referendum, and this goes on both sides, because the lobbyists who feed the pigs here will not let it happen, both on the Republicans and the Democratic side.
Well, and you're absolutely right about that. But the biggest pig right now is the unions. And the unions are trying to gobble up every part of America. And they are the biggest, one of the biggest problems in today's economy because of the wages that we have to pay people who aren't worthy of those wages.
Again, if you want to chime in on this, we'll take your phone call, 765-662-1400. Tom, I would disagree with you there. I think when you take a look at what's feeding the Republicans, who are paying the Republicans and who are paying the Democrats, I think when you take a look at the Chamber of Commerce in each county, local and regional economic development groups, and small business groups across the state, you can. I think they are giving just as much, if not more, money than unions are to the Democrats. I think it's probably about equal. But there's one reason this is being pushed. There's one reason this is being fought, and that's money given to both sides.
Well, and that very well might be true. But the thing is, you go to work every day, and however you get paid, your employer has to pay you. Okay. Whatever your job is, if you've got a job and you're under contract that says, hey, you work for us, you perform certain duties, and we are going to pay you certain amount of money. Now, just because of the fact that we give you a job does not necessarily mean or limit your ability to gather as a group and come to us as a group and say, hey, we want better benefits. But that doesn't necessarily mean that somebody else who doesn't want to be a part of that group has to be. It'd be like saying, oh, okay, well, I work for Chick-fil-A. It's a Christian organization, but I demand the fact that you go to church every Sunday because you work for Chick-fil-A. We're not going to be open on Sunday. If you want to go to church, you can. You don't have to, but for us to demand that you go to church and work for Chick-fil-A, that is wrong. That is unconstitutional. So to demand that an employee become a member of a union so that they can have a job is crap.
And I agree with you on that, Tom. But I'll tell you another reason why I don't necessarily think this walkout by the Democrats and them holding everything up is necessarily a bad thing. Last year, the United States passed 40,000 new laws. 40,000, Tom. And right now we have Republicans pushing a smoking ban that wants to tell private businesses what they can, who can come in their restaurant or whatever. Their private business and say you can or can't smoke. We have a Republican state senator pushing new taxes. And it's my contention, if this holds a lot of this other ancillary issues up that are invading basically my right to live free, I say I'm all for it.
Well, here's the thing, Gary. Okay, whatever. Then at least be on the floor and hear the opposing views and take a vote. If it doesn't pass on the House floor into law, then fine, it doesn't pass. But you say, okay, I'm a Democrat. I'm going to hold myself up in a closet. Oh, by the way, we think people should be able to smoke anywhere they want to smoke. Well, then go out there and vote accordingly. Don't lock yourself in a room and say, well, the Republicans control the House. We don't like that. And we know you're going to pass a law that we don't want passed. I mean, it's the same damn thing that Obama's doing with the labor. He said, well, guess what, guys? You're not going to pass what I want to pass. I'm going to form my own committee and do whatever I want illegally. Anyway, it is illegal and unconstitutional to force somebody to become a member of a union in order to have a job.
I agree with you on that, Tom. But if there's anything, a silver lining in this, it's that it stops a lot of unnecessary laws that we don't really need. And with 40,000 laws, new laws being enacted this year or last year, you know, I say, you know, hey, I'll take Gary Johnson's presidential slogan, live free, buddy, live free. All right, we're going to wrap things up this hour. Want to thank all of our callers. We had a great conversation. Coming up, Jay Graves and the Jay Graves Report here on the Gary Snyder Show. Want to thank Abdul for giving us a ring. Want to thank all of our callers. It's been a great conversation. We may pick this up again, maybe at the bottom of next hour. Depends how long Jay can stay on. But you can always go on to GarySnyderShow.com or Facebook.com/Gary L. Snyder and continue this conversation. It seems to be heating up there a little bit too. So, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.